the flabulous Dr. Steve.
I'm Dr. Steve. Some people say that I'm flabulous. Gonna get some coffee like I always do. Dr. Fuel.
Good morning, Dr. Steve.
Hey, Frank.
Hey.
Hey, you mopping up some floors, I see.
I am mopping.
It's about that time. About that time of the day.
Ah, yeah.
Man, today is a great day. You know why?
Huh?
My daughter's boyfriend died yesterday.
Oh, really?
He was a jerk, and I'm glad he's gone.
Ah, that's yeah.
He worked at Pizza Hut, and whenever I would order something, he would spit on it.
Oh.
Tell me, he would call me up after he sent me my pizza, and he said, "Did you eat your pizza yet?" And I'd say, "Yes."
That's terrible.
He said, "I hawked a loogie in it."
Ah.
Oh, I'm glad he's dead. Yes, he's dead.
Yeah.
Daughter's crying. Oh, I hope there's an afterlife so he can watch my daughter cry.
All right, well, I gotta get back to mopping.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, bye.
Ah, that's Frank. He's a nice guy. Known him for 30 years. He's like a brother to me. Which is good, because I had two brothers, and they both crashed into each other. They were both in 18-wheelers, and they weren't even truckers. Hey, Mrs. Johnson, how are you?
Oh, hello!
Hey, how have you been?
Hi! You,
What? Are you... So what seems to be the problem, Mrs. Johnson?
Ho-ho!
Are you okay?
You will not believe... You will not believe what's wrong with me.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen a lot of crazy things, Mr. Johnson. I am a doctor.
I have...
What is wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? You feel the pain at?
Doctor.
What?
Doctor.
What?
Come here.
Okay.
I have feet coming out of my ears.
You have feet?
Feet!
You have feet coming out of your ears.
Feet, yes, yes.
I don't see any feet coming out of your ears. Are they little feet? Calm down.
No, big
feet. Little feet that I can't... Well, if they're big feet... You're saying that they're big feet. You're saying that they're big feet.
I got feet coming out of my ears.
Okay, let me take a look inside your ears real quick. I don't see any feet. Let me look at the other side. No feet. There's no feet inside your ears. So, open your mouth. There's no feet coming out of your mouth either.
You know, I was talking to my neighbor.
Okay.
And she was like, "That Dr. Flabulous! He's not gonna believe you."
You know, she's right. I honestly don't believe you. I think you're either lying, or which you're probably not. I'm sorry to insult you. I think you should see a psychiatrist and maybe or
doctor.
Try to find out
doctor
why you think they're what
feet.
I know.
Out of my ears.
There's no feet coming out of your ears. I think
have
it's a
you
mom
ever
thing.
Heard?
I know that I have
feet?
This great friend.
Close up.
What?
My feet. My
what?
Feet don't like the other feet.
What are the other feet?
My feet don't like the feet in my ears, doctor.
So you're saying that the feet in your ears are jealous of your real feet?
No, my real feet are jealous of the ear feet.
So, your real
doctor,
feet
doctor,
are jealous
doctor,
of
doctor.
The ear. What?
Come here.
What?
My real feet are conspiring against the ear feet.
Where are they conspiring? Where are they conspiring?
My real feet. Do you have pills? I want some Vicodin.
I'm not the one who should give you pills.
I want some Vicodin or some Percocet.
I don't think I should do that.
I want some drugs.
Sorry. I want some
drugs.
Okay, I'll subscribe to you for some some crazy drill. Crazy drill. It's a real drug, trust me. It'll make your real feet happy. Your ear feet will die, and you can make out with your real feet or whatever you do. So, Jesus Christ. You never used to do that, Mrs. Johnson.
I never had feet coming out of my ears.
True. Well, you go on your way, and I guess I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you. You have... Doctor, come here.
Yeah?
Come here.
What?
Doctor.
What?
You have been... Flabulous. You have been flabulous.
Thank you. That's why they call me the flabulous.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Wait.
Did you just say bye three times in three different personnel? Whatever. Oh, well, on to my next patient. Room 401. Yeah, this is a long hallway. God. Where are the other doctors today? Huh?
What? You talking to me?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to myself. I do that sometimes. I'm sorry. It's just when I'm walking down these long, lonely hallways.
I'm the only one here. I'm just mopping the floor.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there.
I'm just mopping the floor.
I didn't mean to... Mopping up the floor?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Still mopping the floor. This is a big hospital.
Yeah,
got a lot to do. You're a busy guy.
Bye.
Ah, that crazy what? Frank. What?
Were you saying what?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to myself.
Okay, I'm gonna mop now.
Okay, get back to mopping. You're doing great, Frank.
Yeah.
God, that Frank is really loony. So my next patient is... What am I even saying? Hey, Mr. Travis. Mr. Travis. Hey, I thought that Mr. Travis was a... I thought that Travis was a first name. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. You okay?
No.
I'm sorry. I know you're probably in a lot of pain. I'm just saying that Your first name sounds like a last name, and your last name sounds like a first name.
Doctor, I am fat.
Your first name is Harris, and
I am fat, doctor.
Yeah, you've been fat for the last 3 years that I've known you.
I am a fat man.
You've always been fat, so what's the problem?
I went to the park today.
Okay.
And people were like... That guy's fat. You have a pill that could fix that?
No, I don't have a pill.
Drill, maybe.
A drill?
Maybe a nice headset that could... or a ray. Do you have a ray gun?
Well, what do you eat? How much fast food do you eat?
I stay away from fast food. That stuff's terrible.
Okay, like any fatty foods or...
No, just butter.
Just butter?
No, butter.
How much butter do you eat?
Well, you go, you know at the supermarket, you can get like those little tubs, little tiny tubs with the sticks. And
yeah.
You know how, they're usually all out of them? That's because of me.
Oh.
I was on the South Beach diet, but now I'm on.
Oh yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah, I'm on the butter diet.
It's definitely the butter. How long have you been doing this?
At least a month, maybe 8 years.
Okay, so we got a range between a month and 8 years.
Maybe 8 years.
I started seeing you 3 years ago.
I black out a lot, and I lose track of time.
And you think that's because of your fatness?
No.
Okay, so it's a whole different problem.
I'm sure, because I'm...
You okay?
Yeah, I was just, Man, I could just feel, like, all the butter going up to my head.
Yeah, I think
I vomit a lot.
What?
I vomit a lot. Mostly butter.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a container here. Okay, here you go. Take this.
I don't need to throw up now. I'm good. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I threw up earlier.
Where'd you throw up?
In the hallway.
Oh, okay. Frank will deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably already dealt with it because he's a great guy. But,
So no pill?
No pill. But yeah, you're saying that you've been eating butter from 1 month to 8 years, but I've been seeing you for 3 years and you've always been fat, so I'm guessing it's at least 3 years. Maybe 3 years to 8 years.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think no pill. I think what you should do is maybe cut down on the butter, definitely. Like, a lot. Cut down on the butter a lot.
Okay.
And then come back and maybe a month. And we'll see if you have any improvements at all.
What should I eat? Margarine instead?
No. I think.
How about I cannot believe
butter. Eat butter. Just don't eat as much of it.
How about I cannot believe that it is not in fact butter? What about that? Can I have some? I cannot believe that it is not butter.
Not if you're eating as much as you did the butter. I think you should. Definitely cut down. So you just grab a spoon and just scoop it out, just right out of the bucket. You don't eat it on bread or anything.
Yeah, I just shove it in my mouth.
Yeah, you should probably stop doing that, or at least stop doing it as much. And I think you'll be back in about a month. And
I heard your daughter's boyfriend died.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, congratulations.
He used to You hated him too, didn't you?
Yeah, he worked for me.
Yeah, he worked for you. He was you were his boss.
Yeah, he had that gay hairdo.
Yeah, and he always stole your forks.
I didn't even notice.
You didn't know? Oh, you didn't know about that?
I don't use forks. I eat butter all day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, he would steal your forks. He would come over to my house and brag about it. He was a real jerk, and I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter's all upset about it, but you know, I gotta act like I care. Like, you know, he's up in heaven with the you know all the ducks that he you know he would take into his house and. But no pill. No fat pill.
Yeah. Can I sleep here? Because I don't think I can get up right now.
I think we need the room for.
In all honesty, I can't. I was trying not to avoid a situation, but I can't move.
Well, how did you get here?
I don't know. I just sort of blacked out, woke up here.
All right. Well, I'll let you stay here, and maybe I'll call. I'll have a crane come by and maybe pull you out. Maybe a.
All right, that sounds good. You have been totally flabulous.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'll see you in a month.
All right, see ya.
Ah, that was Mr. Travis.
What? Are you talking to me?
No. No, I wasn't talking to you.
Because I was just mopping the floors here. You're the only one here with me.
I just have this. I have this really weird problem where this really bad habit where I, you know, I get bored when I walk down these halls and I just talk to myself to kind of keep myself busy.
I have a whole bucket of blood.
Why?
I have to get rid of it, but I tried. Bringing it outside, and people were all accusatory, even though it's a hospital. But I have to get rid of this blood.
Why don't you just throw it in the hazard bin?
No, well maybe. I don't know.
Why? Where the hell did you get the blood?
I killed someone.
Wait, you killed somebody?
I killed a guy, but It's fine.
Why?
I just have to get rid of this... I don't know.
Who was he?
I don't know. Some kid.
Oh. Why'd you kill some kid?
I killed him.
You killed him?
Yeah.
So you just randomly killed some kid for no reason. Did this kid have a really weird haircut?
Okay. Yeah, his haircut was pretty dumb.
Like a rainbow vanilla ice type haircut.
Yeah, actually it was exactly that.
Was he like 5'5" and piercings above his eye?
Yeah, and he had a tattoo of your daughter on his leg. Yeah.
I think you killed my daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, man. Is that who that was?
Yeah, that's who that was. That's, but that's okay, because, you know, he was a jerk and I didn't like him anyway.
That's good.
Good job. That's, you know, I knew you were cool before. Pat on the back for you, Frank.
Yeah, well, you know, I was in the park and, you know, I went over to his house and killed him.
For no reason. You didn't even know him.
Nah, I just,
What are the chances of that?
Kids,
it was my daughter's boyfriend.
Have they found his feet or his fingers yet?
What do you mean?
Have they found his feet or his fingers?
Why, he's missing feet and fingers?
Yeah, I took off his feet and his fingers.
Well, no, where'd you put them?
His fingers, are in your garage.
Wait, what? Wait, you put his fingers?
Yeah,
in my garage?
I put his fingers in your garage.
Wait, why'd you put him?
I'm gonna
be a suspect.
No, no one's.
Yeah,
gonna,
because
no.
The murder kid's fingers are in my garage.
No, you can just say that he gave them to you or your daughter as a present. Like, what's his name?
No, that's not. Not gonna work.
Like Van Gogh, you know how he cut off his ear?
Yeah.
You can just say that this kid cut off his fingers and put him in your garage.
I don't think that's gonna fly. I don't think that's gonna work. No, because now I'm gonna be crap. And now everybody knows that I hate him. Everybody knows that I hate him so much. So now I have a motive. Great.
No, it's fine. I just have to get rid of this blood.
No, I had to get rid of the fingers now because they're in my garage. Now, killing him wasn't really my problem. Putting his fingers in my garage makes it my problem. And I really need you to come back in and...
Don't let them search your glove compartment.
Wait, what? What's in my glove compartment?
His feet.
His feet? You put his feet in
my
glove compartment?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a big deal.
I killed him.
You know what can happen to me? I'm gonna be a suspect.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
it. My daughter's
boyfriend. I killed so many people. I lost track of what I was doing. I'm sorry.
You lost track of what you were doing.
All right, well, I gotta get rid of this blood.
No, God. Okay.
What should I do with it?
Throw it in the hazardous bin. Nobody's gonna find it there. There's always blood and pus and crap going in there.
All right, that sounds good. Okay.
Sounds good. Bad, Frank. Good. Bad job.
I know. I apologize. This was my bad.
This is way.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh God. That. My next patient is. What?
You talking to me?
Would you? I'm trying. Can I have some alone time? You're always behind me.
Okay, I'm gonna throw the blood away.
Okay, throw it away. Okay. God damn, Jesus Christ. This is a not so flabulous day. Because I'm probably going to be arrested tonight. Okay, so my next patient is.
Hello, doctor.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Mr. Johnson.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Johnson, you look really uncomfortable there.
Yeah, I got sort of a, an embarrassing little personal problem here. You see, I got a ukulele up my butt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
If I squeeze my sphincter, it plays. This is incredible.
Yeah, so I guess that's your problem.
Yeah, I got a ukulele up my butt.
Yeah. Okay, now how did that happen?
Well, it's a funny story. I was doing a concert, and one thing led to another.
Yeah.
And I got a ukulele up my butt. Isn't that weird?
What kind of concert was this?
Well, I got this ukulele, and I was playing it.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's in my butt. It might be funny to you.
Oh.
But,
All right, so, you want me to pull it out?
Yeah, you know, if you could, because let me tell you. It is not comfortable.
Hey, well, it's in, you can
having
so you
a ukulele
play it while it's in there.
You know, I can play one chord.
That's amazing. Do you take requests?
Well, maybe.
What do you have in mind? We can dance if we want to.
Yeah, I guess
we can
dance if we want to. But I can only do the one chord, so it's gonna sound
kind of like we can dance.
If we want to, we can have ourselves. What is the? I don't know.
I only know we can dance.
But
if
your friends don't dance, they don't dance.
Then they're no friends of mine.
They're no friends of mine. But I shouldn't be judging people because I got a ukulele.
Yeah, that's
in my butt.
The last thing you do right now. So, well, maybe a one.
I mean, of all the places, you know, of all the places, you do not want to lose. A ukulele.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I guess I'm gonna go ahead and get the lubricant here.
Hold on, one second.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna hold on. I'm calling my sister.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello. Hello, Meredith. Yeah. Yeah, you hear that? I got a ukulele up my butt. It is unbelievably terrible. I have never felt so much discomfort. I want you to know that, Meredith. So, yeah. Get back to dinner. All right. Okay, you can go ahead now, Doctor.
I just started seeing her, but that doctor. You know, she's good. She's really nice.
She's a whore. I hate my sister.
See,
you know what I hate more? I hate this ukulele up my butt. So if you could get it out.
She was kind of flirty.
No, that's not. There's flirty, and then there's a whore. I mean, there's definitely, like, a demarcation line in between where there's, gradients.
I mean, yeah, she did seem whorish, though. Like, she was...
No, she's full-blown-out whore. She's...
Okay,
She's beyond...
This is very personal stuff. I don't... Like, every time she comes in, I'm gonna think of her like, hey, this is Jonathan's sister. She's a whore. Jonathan's is a whore.
Matt, she's such a... You can call her that. She won't care. She's that much... of a whore.
Oh, so she is really a whore.
Oh, man.
But I'm not going to do that because I can't judge, though.
I got a ukulele up my butt.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very professional anyway because, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm a Dr. Steve, and I'm flabulous.
Does this bother you that I'm playing my ukulele with my sphincter?
Yeah, actually, it's getting kind of weird. Yeah, you might want to... Watch the Mexican food. You know, you don't want to play any wrong notes. You know.
Ah.
That's pretty gross, Doctor.
You know what Mexican food does, right?
I get the joke. But I'm not in that good of a mood right now.
I'm going to go ahead and put some lubricant right
here. Because I have a ukulele in my butt.
Yeah, I know. You're going to feel a little pressure here.
Okay.
You know. Okay, I'm going to, on the count of three.
All right.
I'm going to pull the ukulele.
Oh, I'm ready.
Out of your ass.
Okay. Here we go.
One.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, you can just throw that away. That's...
Well, you don't want to keep this as like a souvenir.
No.
Like, you know where this has
been? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You're not going to... You know, I should probably give you a colonoscopy because it's probably done a lot of damage up there.
No, it'll be fine. I've had bigger instruments up there.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now tell your sister I said hi. You can tell her that I said she's a whore.
Yeah. Well, she knows. She knows. You don't have to tell her.
I'm just joking. Not a joke.
No, you can tell her. Oh. I mean, it's just gonna be repetitive.
I'm not gonna do that. That's not right. I'm not even gonna. That's you. That's your family's thing that you got going on.
All right. Well, thank you, Doctor. You have been exceptionally flabulous.
All right. Well, yeah. Be careful. Be careful from now on. See ya.
I'll see you later.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Yeah, Frank, hey. What do you want? What'd you do now?
I poured the blood into your gas tank.
Wait, what? My gas tank is
yeah,
in my car.
Yeah, it's the blood's all in your car.
Okay,
I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
Drive my car out of state, pour gasoline on it, and then light it on fire. Destroy it. Destroy everything in it.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Wait, no, don't do that. Never mind, that's stupid. They'll still have the bone, they can still get the DNA.
Don't light anything on fire. The police wanna talk to you.
What?
Yeah, there's, it's about the 12 dead panda bears in your car.
What? Panda bears?
I thought it would distract them from the blood and the feet.
Well, why are you putting all this stuff in my car?
They want to talk to you about the dead panda bears.
Tell them that I'm busy.
I will handle it. Do not worry.
That makes me worry a lot.
Do not worry. I will tell them and explain everything.
That makes me really nervous.
I'll make sure they don't find the feet.
Frank.
Or the blood, or the fingers in your house. It'll all be good.
My house?
Your garage.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
Don't put anything else.
It'll be fine.
Anything else that I need to know about?
You have not told me.
Okay. All right. I'm getting a headache. I got a big headache. Looks like I need a doctor.
What? What were you saying?
Just leave me alone. Go talk to the police.
Yeah, I gotta go talk to the police.
Okay, next patient is Jake. It's on the 50th floor, so I gotta go up this long elevator. At least Frank can't hear me now, so I can talk to myself all I want. I can say all kinds of crazy things. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to download my rabbit porn tonight. I hope the police don't go through my computers, because that's going to be really, really embarrassing. So my next patient is Mr. Jake. I've been seeing him for 20 years, but for the last 10 years, he's been suffering from a hair cancer. He's had cancer in the hair. Hey, Jake.
Hey.
How have you been? It's been not so good.
I got hair cancer.
Yeah, I know. You've had hair cancer.
I know you said that it could all be fixed if I just shaved my hair, but I think there's probably another solution out there somewhere.
No, I don't think there is. You know, because
I like my hair.
I like my hair. I like my hair too, but if it was killing me, then I'd have no choice.
What if I dye it purple?
No, that won't do anything.
What if I get it like professionally washed?
That's not going to get rid of anything.
How about a perm? If I get a nice hat.
If it's still there.
A nice hat, maybe.
Hat?
A hat, yeah, a nice hat.
If you're going to wear a hat, then what's the point of having hair anyway?
Well, because
so you got cancer, and then nobody can see your hair.
I got this great fro going. I don't want to mess that up.
No, that's just a big tumor on top of your head. That's not a fro. See, because when I first saw you 20 years ago,
Doc,
you.
This is all semantics, man.
When I first saw you 20 years ago, you barely had any hair. You didn't even grow your hair out that much.
Well, I don't want to.
Like a buzz cut going on.
I don't have to. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna get a second opinion. Okay.
It may be too late now. It might be somewhere else. Maybe it spread to somewhere else. But if you would have done what I told you to.
You know, I don't need to take this crap from you, Mr. Steve, the flabulous doctor.
They don't call me flabulous for no reason, and I am a doctor, and I'm telling you that if you shave your head, you won't die in 6 months.
Is that your car?
What do you mean?
At the window there, look. There's like some dude shoving dead police officers into it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what is that? Why is there some dude shoving dead police officers into your car?
That's some Halloween thing that we got going on. You know, this.
Halloween's coming up.
Halloween's coming up. That's the we always put on this this fake haunted house thing.
You know what I'm gonna be for Halloween?
What are you gonna be for Halloween?
A guy dying from hair cancer.
Dude,
the guy outside, he's naked now. Standing on your car.
Oh, God.
He's like cutting himself.
You know, why don't you stop looking out
the
window?
He's cutting himself
and
leaking his blood all over you. Are you sure this is like Halloween stuff? The dude's like naked.
That's Frank. He's, you know Frank.
No, I don't know Frank. I don't know the naked guy who's cutting himself on top of your Hey, just set your car on fire.
What? He... on fire?
Oh, man.
I told him not to do that. I mean, sit down. Okay. Every 2 months for the last 10 years, I've been telling you that the only way that you cannot die is if you shave your head. You know, you can still get like a wig, or maybe you can get surgery where they can put hair in. Right?
Maybe, but it won't look this good, okay?
No, it'll actually look better. And it won't kill you.
Yeah, I'm going to get a second opinion. I'm going to ask... Maybe a witch doctor.
Okay, witch doctor.
A witch doctor.
That's not gonna fix anything, but whatever. But so you're never gonna see me again. Listen.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll probably come in tomorrow to get a checkup.
No, don't come in tomorrow because it's the same thing that's gonna happen. I'm gonna tell you what to do, and then you're gonna get mad, and you're gonna do the same thing you always do.
No, I'll be in tomorrow. That's fine.
Tell me I'm not.
I'm gonna
such
be
a
in here
flabulous
I'll
doctor.
Be in tomorrow, Doc. Okay.
No, I'll see you in 2 months.
No, tomorrow.
2 months. What the hell is he doing to my car? Oh my god. I need to get down there and talk to Frank. Go down this long ass elevator.
What?
Told him not to. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What is wrong with you? I noticed that I kind of set my car on fire, and killed 12 policemen and put them in my car.
Yeah, I solved the issue.
No, you just made it worse because now there are 12 dead policemen in my car, which is on fire.
Well, I had to set it on fire. I had to match your house.
Wait, what'd you do to my house?
I nothing.
What did you do to my house?
I didn't do anything to your house.
Frank, what did you do to my house?
Okay, your house is on fire, but it wasn't me.
What do you mean it wasn't you? You lit everything else on fire. How do I know it's not you?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't me.
Was my wife in there?
No, she's fine.
Okay, good. So my wife and daughter are fine.
They are perfectly safe in boxes in the Nevada desert.
What? Wait, what are you talking about? Wait,
okay,
you
I knew you would get mad about this. I knew you would get mad.
Well, destroying my family. I mean, killing my daughter's boyfriend was perfectly fine.
They are safe. There's nothing safer than a box. They're in boxes in the Nevada desert. Okay, but they're fine. They got water bottles.
I am sorry.
I gave them water bottles.
I'm sorry, Frank. I am going to have to just call the police. I'm going to have to turn you in. I know I've known you. We go way back. But you've gone too far. You're destroying my life, and I have to call the police.
That is not very flabulous. That's just not very flabulous of you.
What?
It's just not very flabulous, okay?
Did you just say that I am not flabulous?
You're not being very flabulous right now.
Okay. All right. Okay, fine. We'll have it your way.
Okay, good. Here's
what
do
I need to do?
Here's a key. Okay. It opens up the boxes. Okay, in the desert, there's an oasis. Okay, an oasis. And you'll find the boxes in the lake there.
In the lake?
Yeah, I put them in a lake in the middle of the desert.
Are you sure they're still alive?
Yeah, the boxes are fine. They're sealed.
They're sealed?
Yeah, they're sealed.
God, how am I going to be able to find them on my own, though?
You'll find them.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and find my family. And I can't drive there because you burnt up my car.
So yeah, I did burn up your car.
It's going to cost me a couple of $1,000 to drive, get a taxi over there. But, you know, I can't call the police. So I'm just...
By the way, the oasis is guarded by lions. You want to bring like a
lions?
Lions.
So I gotta get past lions, and then how'd you get past them?
I dropped the boxes from a helicopter.
Wait, where'd you get the helicopter from?
I don't. I'm helping you here, and you keep asking these accusatory questions.
Well, because I need to know where
I might have drained your bank account.
What?
How did you get in my bank account? I might have been secretly living in your house for the last year, recording all of your information.
This is way, way too much, Frank. I am finding out all kinds of horrible things about you, Frank.
No,
none of this is flabulous.
I did it all for you.
Frank, none of this is fabulous.
I did it all for you.
You did it all for me. You're killing my wife and my daughter.
No, they're fine. They got water bottles. They're fine.
I'm going to have the lives of 30 people in my hands now. And the only reason why, another reason why I don't want to go is because I'm afraid you're going to light the hospital on fire while I'm gone.
No, I will not. I'll do it before you leave.
What?
I'll do it before you leave. You can see it.
Don't. This is where I work.
No, you work
not
here.
That it matters now, because I'm not even going to be able to. I'm not going to be able to. You know.
Okay.
I'm
look, there might be more than a couple of bodies in various places.
What else could you have possibly done, Frank?
I give you a sandwich every day, or soup, or something. It always has these big, delicious, chunky meats in them.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God,
I'm sorry. I killed them and I hacked them up and you ate them. That's the easiest way to say it. But it's fine.
I got a headache.
It's fine.
You ruined my life, Frank.
It's fine.
I can't handle this. I gotta go, and I... Darn it!
Yeah, you got about 20 minutes left for their oxygen.
I gotta go, Frank.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
See ya.
All right. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Thanks, Frank.